Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning. It's the last day of the Chris Moyle Show with Scott Mills. You right, chappers?
I'm very good. Can I just say your breath smells very nice?
Shut up. Look, I'm just trying it out.
You just turned into some kind of like 1980s American soap character that I've seen on UK Gold. I wasn't around for at the time, by squirting breath freshener into your mouth.
If you're just trying it out, how come there's only like 2 squirts left in the bottle? It's a long trial.
What's wrong with having breath spray off the 80s? Just thought I'd try it. Instant fresh breath. It's only been Friday.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast. Everyone mocks my breath freshener, but now everyone's having a go, actually, here.
Well, I haven't had a go.
Would you like a go?
Yeah, go on then.
I'll spray
it
for you.
Why will you spray it?
Okay. Oh, really good, isn't it?
It's quite strong, but I do like the way we're not trusted to spray ourselves. Scott has to spray it for us.
Why did you put the first one on my chin?
I got mine on my cheek. I don't need any more!
Oh. It's really nice.
That's very refreshing.
Minty fresh. Mm. It's 6:41. Panic at the Disco. I write Sins Not Tragedies before that.
Wriggling off my chin.
Really sticky chins now.
Girls Aloud and The Loving Kind. Good morning. It's the last day of our show. Chris is back with the team on Monday. Jess has been on from Liverpool. First text of the day. Morning. I got up at 6:30 today just to listen to you. Why would you do that? I don't even need to be until 1. I have an AS chemical module. Please say good luck to everyone.
Chemistry module.
Mm. Like, seriously, go back to bed, Jess.
Maybe she's just nervous about her exam, really.
Do you think? She's probably doing some last-minute revision. I don't think she wouldn't seriously have got up at 6:30 just to listen to
Why would you do that? No. Well, you're stinging now, you're stinging.
To hear us squirt each other with breath freshener. Why wouldn't you get up at 6:30?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
And now it's time for Dear Scott, where we answer your email and text inquiries read out by a posh lady from Radio 4. First one.
Dear Scott and team, just listening to the podcast and you were telling the story about how your friend sounds like the meerkat on the ad.
Yep.
My friend made the huge blip of mentioning to someone at work in his first week that the boss sounded like Churchill. The guy immediately yelled at the boss, "Hey, Leon thinks you sound like Churchill." The boss puffed out his chest at the mention of being compared to a man considered one of the greatest leaders of all time. Winston Churchill. Thanks, Leon. No, yelled back Leon immediately. I meant Churchill the dog on that insurance ad. They rang his agency and terminated his contract at the end of the week. Thanks for all the giggles. Cheers. Fee. Off of that Wandsworth. XX.
Oh, thanks, Fee.
Oh, yes.
That's a good one. Right, next.
Dear Scott, would it be possible for you guys to put a special podcast out with the best bits of Chappers and Becky taking the mick out of Scott? Clearly the most entertaining part of a very entertaining show.
Right, well, that's what the podcast is anyway.
Don't they go on there anyhow?
Well, yeah, that's mostly what the podcast is, isn't it?
They do, and because I edit it, I always make us sound funnier than
we
actually
well
are.
Done.
Do you?
Sometimes if I hear a bit and I've said something that's not funny, I just think, oh, I'll take that out.
Do you?
Yeah, the one that doesn't speak told me off. I shouldn't have that.
That's really bad.
I shouldn't have that.
When you say something really funny, do you add laughter to it?
Yeah.
Do you? It's all about you, isn't it, on the podcast?
No, it's really not.
Right.
I do leave the bits in when you're funny. And also, if you say something that's rubbish, I take that out as
Do
well.
You?
Yes.
So it works for everyone. Yeah,
brilliant. Whereas you just leave all my
Chappers
rubbish bits
in.
Oh, I didn't know that. Thank you. I think. Next.
Hello there, Scott, Chappers, Becky, the one who doesn't speak, and the posh Radio 4 lady. It's James Lewis off of snowy Vancouver, Canada.
Hi.
Just wanted to extend an invitation for all of you to come and visit during the Winter Olympics in 2010 here in Vancouver. I think Chappers would take a fancy to the figure skating. And could you imagine the Radio 4 lady downhill skiing? What an image. Keep it up, guys and gals. James Lewis.
Right, so we're not just watching, we're taking part now, are we?
Well, that's what it sounded like, to a certain extent.
Well, yeah, at first I thought we were just going to visit and hang out in Whistler. And
I've been to Vancouver, it's nice.
I've been to Whistler and it's gorgeous.
Is it?
I think we should just pretend that we can do all the sports just to get there. And then when we get there, we can just get...
All the sports?
Not get any medals.
Well, like ski jumping or something, off of Eddie the Eagle.
I'm sure I can do that curling one. No, with the brush and the stone. How hard can that
be?
You know, we won loads at the last Winter Olympics for the curling, and they do the brushing, and then it just goes.
But also ski jumping, how hard can that be, really? Just close your eyes and hope for the best, don't you?
Yeah, you do. Becky, you're going to be in such trouble, because I once said something similar about curling a few years ago,
really?
And I got so much abuse.
They're quite
sensitive people, are curlers, I think.
I know how difficult curling can be.
All the curlers are on. Yeah, indeed. Good, so. Well, Vancouver's nice. I might just have some wine.
I'm off for that. I'll take the offer up.
Okay, cool. Thanks for that. Next.
Dear Scott, Scott Mills, you have ruined my life. Ruined my life. Totally ruined it. And do you care? Frankly, I doubt it. Doubt you've even given any of your listeners one moment's thought for the last few weeks. And why is your life ruined, you ask? Though I doubt you can even be bothered. One horse and one bin, that's why. A horse for one bin trots through my head with the frequency of an A-list tune on a playlist every waking moment of every second. Even when doing the most mundane activity, all I hear is a little voice. A horse for one bin. Every time a horse rides past my house, that ain't going in a bin, I want to yell out, but just in time, stop myself. So can't a horse for one bin be binned? It is so 2008, and my sanity depends on it. Help, Scott. Help. Bryn. P.S. I am so bored, hence this inane letter.
Yes, thanks, Bryn. I can tell you're really bored.
Where does Bryn live? Aintree.
I quite like every time a horse rides past my house.
Kempton Park.
Sorry about that, Bryn.
A horse for one bin.
It ain't going to go away anytime soon. I know it's 2008, but still good.
A horse for one bin.
Anything you want to know? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk 81199. We'll answer it in the afternoons when we come back to that.
The curlers are on.
Oh, no. Oh, no, they really are as well.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Dancing on ice, that's hard, says somebody. Oh, God.
Oh, that's back, isn't it?
Is it back?
Yeah, I think so.
Hmm.
They're giving Michael Underwood a second go.
No, they're not.
They are.
Well,
are
they? Yeah,
I read that
advert,
as well, yeah.
Is that... I'm not being funny. Michael's a nice guy, but is that the best they can do?
Have you ever been offered it?
I'm just saying...
Yes, he has.
Has he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why weren't you on it? Was it because of the Lycra?
No.
No, he does things with Lycra.
Yeah,
exactly.
Ran hole in the
wall. That's not a problem. I went for an audition and they said, you're a really nice guy, but you can't skate at all.
I thought that was the whole
point. That's the whole point.
Of it.
That couldn't have been the reason.
No, it was, because I had to go to an ice rink in Alexandra Palace and I went once round the rink and held onto the side all the way through.
Yeah, but they have...
I thought that was the whole point. They trained you to be amazing, then you do...
No, but you need to be able to skate in the first place. Like, a little bit. I couldn't even get round...
Did you just out-orange all the professional ice dancers?
Basically,
was that the problem?
Like, the woman who was helping me around the ice was like, do you want to go round again? I was like, really not, actually. Can we just get off the ice now? Because I've embarrassed myself. I was holding on to the side all the way through. They don't like that. So, yeah, I didn't get on. But good luck to Michael for his second chance at dancing on ice. It's 6:55 on Radio 1.
You could be the John Sargent of ice.
I really could. I missed it.
Podcast.
Hi, Abby. Podcast. Just texted in. 17th birthday today. Whoop. Happy birthday. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
Eleanor,
what's happening?
I've got maths exams today.
Oh, rubbish.
Yeah, it really is.
Where are you?
I'm in Washington, Tyne and Wear.
Have you done all your revising?
I'm going to say yes, but meaning no.
Are you scared?
A little bit.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, it's just A-level maths.
Yeah, just A-level maths, it's fine.
Yeah, it's a doddle.
I hate maths.
Well, I love maths, but not the exams.
I can't do it.
Really?
I can't even do, like, times table and stuff, no.
Oh, my God.
Do you have to do fractions and stuff like that?
Yeah, like hard fractions and equations and stuff. Not equations.
Is it like, imagine we've got a pie and we divide that pie into four. That's what they used to do to me.
Yeah, it's a little bit harder than that.
Is it, really?
Yeah.
Oh, things have moved on, haven't they?
Yeah.
Well, listen, good luck with that today.
Yeah, can I say good luck to everyone else doing exams today as well?
Yes, you can, because there's loads of people on text.
Yeah.
Are you in the mood for an NB Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Podcasts.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's that?
It's Claire.
Where are you, Claire?
In London.
How's it going?
Yeah, not too bad.
What's going on?
I've got my driving test in a couple of hours.
Oh, no. Is this your first one?
No, it's my second, actually.
Well, all the best people pass on their fourth, I find.
Hopefully it'll be okay this time.
What was wrong last time? There wasn't a cat involved, was there?
No, I heard that the other day. That was the roundabout.
Did my story about the cat make you more nervous?
Yes, I think it did.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Just look out for cats, it's fine. During the three-point turn, if one goes under the car, just ignore it, it's fine.
That's
the mistake I made. I should have just, like, carried on.
Yeah, I think you probably should have.
What are you most scared about?
I'm not sure, really. Just everything, I think.
Can you drive?
Yeah, I can drive.
Right, okay.
It's just I've told people this time, so they're like, good luck. So I think it's made me more nervous.
Do you know all the signs and stuff off of, you know, like...
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, see, I didn't know any of that.
Oh, no, see, I've been driving about a year and a half.
You didn't know any signs?
No. When I finally passed, the instructor said, like, just seriously, I don't want to see you again, so you don't know the signs, but, like, it's fine, you passed.
I know.
So you're the reason
really?
That they brought in the theory test?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Oh, God, that's hard.
What does the big red one with a white line across it mean?
No idea.
What does the big red one with stop written on it mean?
Means stop.
No entry was...
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
You shouldn't
have gone down that road.
No, I did pass, right. But literally he's like, I don't want to see you again. Like, you don't know the signs, but it's fine. Is that wrong?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, good luck for today.
Thank you very much.
Love you, Claire.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Helen's been on saying all the best people pass on their fourth attempt. That's right, Helen.
You believe
that. I hear you, sister. Also, I like this one. When I did my driving test, my airbag popped out and they failed me. Well, surely you crashed into something and therefore failed.
It's in the lamppost is why you failed, not because your airbag popped out.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Going through my phone yesterday, right?
Yeah.
And there's a brilliant thing on it where you can speak French.
Right.
Right, because I... Can you speak French?
Yeah, I can speak French.
I can't.
No,
can
no.
you? Can you?
Yeah, I can speak French, yeah.
How much?
Well, it used to be quite a lot.
Un petit peu.
It might not be as much now.
Right.
But that's what I studied, yeah.
Right, okay, good. Well, there's a thing where you can learn French by just... Well, you don't have to learn it because you can just, like, it speaks to you.
Okay.
So you can say, like, hello, I am English. And all you do is, like, type in that and then just point the phone at somebody French and it goes, bonjour.
Je suis anglais.
Yeah, really good.
Excellent.
Really good.
Okay.
But also there's a romance section, which is a bit weird.
A romance section?
Yeah, there's a romance section on it.
Right.
I was going through this yesterday and pointing it at various people. Going,
who were you having a romantic conversation with in French yesterday?
Just some friends.
Right, okay.
I think you need more in the romance section,
if I'm being honest. What, than just the phone?
Well, no, because it was like, you say hello, and then it's like, hello, what is your star sign?
Yeah.
And then, like, my name is Scott. Or whatever.
Okay.
My name is, add your own one.
Jim Appel Scott.
Yeah. Mm. And then it's like, you need more.
What, like a candle?
No, you need more
some
phrases.
Some rose petals.
It's a bit limited.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
You need more phrases in the romance section.
Okay.
Have you got it on your phone?
No, I'm trying to get it on my phone at the moment, and it's just taking its time coming in. But hopefully I'll have it in my phone
next.
Soon. The Scott Mills Daily.
Got it on your phone yet, Chappers? The romance section in the French...
Ah, I've gone to the romance section, yeah. Okay.
Right, have you seen it?
Yeah.
Okay, it speaks to you as well on your phone. It's really good. So all you have to do, if you're in France, is just point your phone at someone French, and it will speak what you want it to say in French. Really good.
Quel est ton signe du zodiac?
What's that?
What is your star sign?
You see? Are you in the romance section?
I'm in the romance section.
Right, do you not think it could be a little bit broader? What is your star sign, right?
Okay, right, here we go.
Yeah. Go.
Tu as de beaux yeux.
You've got lovely eyes.
Right. So it goes, what is your star sign? Yeah. You've got lovely eyes. Now let me know if you need a little bit more than this when trying to romance somebody. Really? And also, are you likely to get much romance if you just point your phone at someone?
Tu es très beau.
What's that?
That's the rapping version of you are very attractive.
Right. So it goes, what is your star sign? You've got nice eyes.
Yeah.
You are very attractive. And then
we kind of jump a stage.
Yeah, we really jump a stage.
I love you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's no in-between.
Straight to the point.
Do you know what I mean? And what's the last one on there?
The last one is...
Go.
J'ai envie de toi.
What's that?
One more time.
J'ai envie de toi.
I want you.
See? Like, there's like six phrases on there. What is your star sign? And it jumps straight to I love you and I want you.
Yeah?
There's no in-between.
Well, it seems fair enough to me.
I just think
that's romance.
I think there should be a bit more in between. I don't know what phrases I would like, but I'd just like to have some more, I think.
Have you ever used the at the bar one?
No. What's that?
It's my round. Seriously.
Can I hear that in French?
Yeah, you can.
C'est ma tournée.
Remember that, okay?
C'est ma tournée.
C'est ma tournée.
Good. It's 7:54 on Radio 1. Coming up after 8. Oh! What's occurring? And also after 9, what are those old people on about? My favourite show. What?
What happens if the French person then replies?
I don't know.
Oh, right, OK.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Are you really expecting them to reply after you've gone from what's your star sign to I want you?
Well, if he turns to a French person and says, c'est ma tournée, I think they'll go, quelle surprise.
Je ne comprends pas.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Oh! What's occurring?
Right then, let's do it. Our guessing game quiz. Let's know how you do on 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
Who's winning this week? Isn't it a draw?
Yeah, it's a draw.
It's a draw.
I have no idea, to be honest.
Right. Are you ready for your first situation?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Colin and Edith?
I know Colin and Edith.
They used to do a show, didn't they, on Radio 1?
Yeah.
That must have been before my time. Did they used to do a show like 1 till 4?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it seemed, apparently, that they quite liked each other at the time.
Yeah.
Do you think they do, really, in real life?
Like each other, yeah. I think they like each other.
Right, we've done that thing where you have to, like, trade insults with each other, with Colin and Edith. My question to you is this. How long with Colin and Edith last... throwing insults at each other. How long?
Oh, I would say 2.5 minutes.
Chapper says
he's good at insults.
He
Colin.
Is good, yeah. Chapper says they can throw insults for 2.5 minutes. Becky?
I think they quite like each other, so they'll probably run out a minute.
1 minute?
Yeah.
All right. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Colin and Edith trading insults.
Edith, when you get dressed, do you turn the light off and just throw the drawer in the air and put your hands in the air and just whatever falls on, is that what you wear?
Colin, you're such a nincompoop.
Edith, where'd you get your haircut? Home Base?
Someone who's talking about hairstyles over there who looks like he's been pulled through a hedge backwards.
Did you go into the hairdressers and you know when you bring in pictures of people you want to look like? Did you bring in one of Wurzel Gummidge?
You know, you said that suit was from Armani. Knock off.
Yeah. To damn with
Notice
you.
Notice you've not had any more stars tattooed on your arm, have you?
No. See,
how much did you pay for those teeth?
About £250, which is about £750 less than you paid for your house.
You're such a Wally.
But that's it, that's it! I can't take any more!
It's fair to say that Colin pretty much nailed that, do you not think?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
50 seconds they traded insults for. Becky gets the point. Sorry, chaps.
Oh! What's the kidding?
I think the problem is, because obviously this goes on air, Colin wasn't allowed to swear.
That's right.
If he'd been allowed to swear, we'd have been going for about 15
we'd
minutes.
We'd be here till 10.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. You know Dev off Coronation Street?
Yes. Doesn't he's in particularly fine form at the moment.
He is good at the moment.
Is Dev on Corrie.
Doesn't he make some funny noises, though, sometimes?
He does make some very funny noises.
My question to you, are they scripted?
No, I think he
are they improvised?
I think he improvises, yeah.
I've never watched. What sort of noise does he make?
All sorts of very strange
do one.
Grunt. No, I can't do a Dev impression. He kind of grunts and squeals. Yeah, there's just some very strange noises.
Yeah, I think
they might start watching.
I think he's a lore unto himself.
So on the script, it doesn't go Dev grunt.
No.
He does that himself.
Yeah.
Okay.
He does quite a lot of high voices as well.
He does.
Recently, yeah.
It's very versatile. Mm. My question. How many weird noises has Dev made in Coronation Street in the last week?
Oh, my God.
Chappers.
Probably, I would say, around 28.
You do watch it, don't you? I'd say in a rough ballpark figure of 28.
Yeah, that's right. I sat at home making notes of Dev's strange noises on the off chance it would come up as a question
right.
in this.
Uh-huh. Becky.
20.
So, Chappers saying 28, Becky's saying 20. Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's Dev off Coronation Street with his strange noises.
Becky felt quite uncomfortable with 5 minutes of that.
It was gross.
Thank God it was that music and not the R. Kelly love music that we've got.
But the answer was exactly 20.
Yay! Oh! What's the kidding?
2-0, Bacalar.
I'm not sure if I'm pleased about getting that point. It was quite an unpleasant experience.
But you did it. Right, last one. You know David Beckham?
Yes.
You love him. He's your hero.
He is.
You've got a man crush.
I do have a man crush on David Beckham, yeah.
Describe him in 3 words.
Talented and good looking.
Talented and...
Oh, no, take the and out. Talented, good looking.
So you can't do it.
Horse for one bin.
A horse for one bin. We asked 10 people on the streets of Great Britain to describe David Beckham. Here's my question to you. How many would be able to do it in just 3 words? 3 words, that's all I want. David Beckham, describe him in 3 words.
Going on previous experiences, 2.
Chappers says 2.
As most of the people we talk to can't count.
It's just 3 words, that's a problem for most people.
Know.
Becky?
1. I have such little faith.
You really do. Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here are people describing David Beckham in 3 words. How many managed to do it?
Do you know who David Beckham is?
Yes.
And if you had to describe him in 3 words, what would they be?
A bit namby-pamby, good-looking, and sexy, actually.
Yeah. Just 3 words.
Good-looking, filthy rich, and... okay at sport, okay at football.
And if you had to describe him in 3 words, what 3 words would you use?
David Beckham? I don't really care.
That's four words. What about you, mate? Can you describe David in three words for me?
Blonde. Rich. Blonde.
Could you please describe him for me in just three words?
David Beckham, he's a bit of a fashion icon, isn't he? Obviously well known in the football world, but I think he's better known now for his style and fashion. Is that right? Is that the right answer?
Describe David Beckham for me in three words.
Used to be talented.
Used to be... that's four words.
Yeah, to be can be one guy. Used to be.
Used to be talented. What would those three words be?
Rich... Married to a very thin woman. That's not three words, though, is it?
No.
Okay, so if you had to describe him in three words only, what would they be?
I'd say he's popular, he's good-looking, and he's got a girly voice.
My three words are good-looking, short haircut, and a fit body.
No, they're not.
And if you had to describe David Beckham in just three words, what would those three words be?
I love you.
Oh, thank the Lord at the end.
Well, kind of.
At least he got it right.
And if you had to describe David Beckham in just three words, what would those three words be?
I love you.
This guy almost got it right, but then used the same word twice.
Blonde. Rich. Blonde.
Ah. So, Becky said one, didn't you? So it's a straight run today on... Oh, what's the care in for Becky?
Bad way to end the week.
Well. Oh! The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, earlier we were saying that curling is probably quite easy. Well, Becky was saying that, weren't you?
Yes.
Yes, and then I quickly took it back after Chappa said that last time he said about curlings, he got lots of abusive texts. So curling is very difficult.
Yeah, we did have
no,
some
but
curling.
No, but you don't think that. You only took it back because you thought you might get some stick.
Yeah.
No, I think the words were, how difficult can it be?
It's only a brush and some ice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the indoor curling people have been on, saying there's one not far from here. So do you fancy having a go? The indoor curling centre,
so
not far from London.
Okay. So,
I actually have to go and do it now.
Yeah. You might be really good at it.
Words. Well, I might be. It'd be good to have something to be good at. I'm not good at anything.
Apart from tug of war. Maybe you could bind tug of war and curly.
Anything?
No. I was thinking the other day that I haven't actually got anything that I'm good at.
Right.
And that's quite sad, isn't it?
A bit.
But I think that maybe there is something that I'm amazing at. I just haven't found it
yet. You don't know
yet.
It's like when I discovered at school that I was good at long jump one day by fluke.
Exactly, yeah.
Because I am quite good. Well, I'm not sure I could repeat the success now, but like at the time, on that sports day, I was suddenly really good at long jump. Maybe didn't know before.
Maybe when you get back from LA next week, we should see if you could recreate your long jump success.
Do you
there are plenty of athletics tracks in London and stuff. Right. No.
Do you ever think to yourself, what talent do I have? Because I do quite
daily,
a lot.
Daily, yeah.
I don't know what I'd do if I did.
Loads of hilarious abusive texts.
Yeah, they'll be on now. I don't know what I'd do if I didn't do this job. I don't know what I'm not good at anything.
Long jump.
I'd be a long jumper, obviously.
Yeah.
Maybe what we should do... Are you completely talentless? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I wouldn't have phrased it as such, but yeah, I don't
got
have
no
a specific talent.
Nothing at all, nothing.
No.
Maybe we should find out what it is. Should we do this... Like, we could do this on air every week.
Find out my talent?
What's your forte?
That could go on for ages.
I know,
and
I love
ages
it. It could run and run and run. But eventually, we'll find out what you're good at.
Or that I'm just rubbish at everything.
Maybe,
and that's
yeah.
even more depressing.
That's 2009
it
sorted.
Yeah,
hair,
exactly.
It?
Should we do that? I'd like to do that.
I'll do it if you do the long jump. Radio
1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Sorry, I'm just reading some of the texts. Dan and Peter have been on saying, Becky, you're good at Oh, What's Occurring. That's real talent.
Yeah,
that.
Well,
that's good, yeah.
Yeah. I can't read the rest out, really, to be fair. But thanks very much for your input to Radio 1.
People are offering to help her.
They are.
With various talents.
They are. Good. Let's find out what your talent is. You're good at tug of war. How do we know that, by the way?
Because I won it in the school.
Right.
Had a certificate and everything.
Yeah, we don't really, like, we've not seen that. Could you bring that in? Just to prove
what,
it.
I don't actually have my own rope.
No, could you bring the certificate in, I mean?
I don't know, it's probably framed at my mum's somewhere.
Right, so you're making
next
it
time you go home.
You're making up.
Get it and bring it in.
So let's find out what Becky's good at. Should we start this, like, next week or something? When I'm back Wednesday, I'm back. I'd quite like to do that, yeah. Okay, cool. After 9:30...
Are you going to call it What's My Forte?
What's... Becky's Got Talent.
Oh, right, know. Okay.
Yeah.
Matt's already working on the feature at Glamorgan Uni, saying you could use Craig David's tune What's My Flavour as the intro.
Right, good, thanks.
What's My Forte.
Thanks for that, Matt, brilliant. Wow, you should be in radio.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Hi, Sarah Cox.
Hello.
You right?
Hello. Sorry, it sounded a bit like Nana Moon.
Hi, Nana Moon. Right, if you're going to live with David Hasselhoff for 4 days...
Oh, yeah, why are you doing this then? What's it for? I've missed it. I'm out the loop with this one.
It's a TV show where I have to get inside the mind of the Hoff, yeah?
Okay.
What do I say, what do I ask? I'm really scared now. I'm flying at, like, 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Where's he live? LA?
Yeah.
Nice. I don't know.
I don't know.
Come on, what do you say to the Hoff? What do you say to the Hoff that you've not said before?
Yeah, exactly.
I heard a rumour that his abs were drawn on with makeup.
Right, I'm writing that down.
So, you know what I mean? Perhaps walk past him with a bit of eye makeup remover, could squirt on his belly. And to see if anything changes.
I'm writing
changes.
That down, seriously. I've got nothing. Also, abs drawn on with makeup.
And his daughter's going to be there.
Yeah.
He's got nice daughters, hasn't he?
Yeah. Mm. They're about to launch a pop career a la Miley Cyrus.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man.
Is that
the
why
Hoff
they're getting
drops.
You over there? Are you like the sort of Radio 1 casting coach,
yeah.
International casting
That's
coach?
That's me, yeah.
Where if they get in with you, then they'll be musical stars.
Worldwide, yeah. Now, we've spoken to some more old people.
Oh,
bless them. Did you hear them yesterday?
That's I did. With their flash shoes.
Flash shoes. So we've got three more celebrities. We've shown them a picture in the place we went to interview the old people. Will you play along with us?
Yes, I'd love to.
Radio 1 podcast.
Sarah's just inspecting Chappa's cardigan today.
It's a twin set.
It's a twin set.
Well, I don't really know what a twin... Isn't twin
it's
set
nice.
Jewellery?
Off of your gran.
It's very designer, that.
Thanks.
Yeah. You know, I've got a designer cardigan that when you button it up, it's correctly buttoned up, but it still looks like you've buttoned it up wrong. And it's like, I don't need any help in looking shambolic and mad.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do up a cardigan.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. Like a wonky cardigan.
And now...
What are those old people on about?
What are those old people on about? We've been to a...
This is buttoned up correctly, though.
Yeah.
Just like,
yeah.
Thanks.
We've been to...
Well done, Matt.
Thanks,
well done.
Sir.
Good for you. No, really. Good for you. That's very well
done.
You,
Graham. Well done.
Shoes are on the right fit.
They are, actually. Yeah.
Good.
Fly buttoned. Excellent.
We've been to a home and speaking to some old people about celebrities of today. Is it a home? I don't know.
No.
It's a residential place.
No, so yeah, it's like a centre where they go and have fun in the afternoons.
Oh, okay. Collective of old people together having fun.
It's a little bit like a Wacky Warehouse, but not as many slides.
I don't
ball
know, there's a ball pit, no.
Is there a ball pool? I'd love that. Well, they might have a ball pool, but they'd be knitted balls.
Yeah.
So they're a bit squashy.
Couldn't have that. In case their teeth came out, they'd be in there for hours trying to find them in a ball pool.
Right, so we've shown them some pictures of celebs. Just tell me who they are. First one.
Oh, yeah. Now, look at that bit of hair sticking up there.
Well, stupid.
I know that face, but what is he in? What is he in?
Can he do that?
Rosie, what is he in?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Oh, gosh. What do you look like, mate?
What did she say at the end? You look like a...
Oh, yeah, now look at that bit of hair sticking up there.
Oh, it's Catherine Tate, it sounds like.
Right, so...
Oh, yeah, now look at that bit of hair sticking up there.
Stupid.
Any ideas so far?
I'm going to guess Ray Quinn.
Ray Quinn?
No, yeah, now you say that. But
you say that, you'll be after him after Saturday's on Dancing on
exactly.
Ice. He's back.
Oh,
it's the return,
he?
Return of the Quinn.
Return of the Quinn.
So well, not so stupid a suggestion.
Yesterday,
okay.
When I was listening in the car, they all sound like Russell Brand because of those fancy shoes
yeah.
And all that. And the
flash
hair,
shoes.
Yeah, and the hair today with the sticky up hair. Maybe I'm trying to think of crazy hair. No?
All right, well, yeah, here's some more clues.
He looks as though he's had the fright of his life.
Got big eyes, isn't he?
His hair is all over the place.
His hair is sticking up in strands.
I don't know, he might look like a comedian to me.
Not Bill Smith.
Who?
Bill Smith.
Oh, Bill Smith, yeah.
Not Bill Smith.
Right, any ideas so far?
Gareth Gates, if he's got sticky up hair in the olden days when he used to have it all gelled up, man.
Got big eyes, isn't he?
Big eyes.
Bobby, is it Bobby Charlton?
It's not, no.
Who?
Big eyes. Is it, what's it, off a Corrie? That's a bit random, though, isn't it?
Who?
The Scottish murderer off a Corrie. Yeah. But he's only got one big eye, so that doesn't count.
Right, here's some more.
He said, copy this fella, do you? No?
Mysterious looking, well dressed.
I don't like the hair, don't do nothing for him. Why they wear the hair like that?
Why would you do that?
Mysterious looking, well dressed.
Well dressed, mysterious looking, sticky up hair.
I think you might be right.
What?
With Russell Brand.
Yeah? Hmm. Or Daniel Craig, although he's not got funny hair, is he? But he's mysterious. I think I just think about him a lot. I nearly bought a calendar. Well, I didn't, but...
Did you?
Well, I popped by Clinton's. I was walking past Clinton's and it caught me out, but it's just loads of pap shots of his face. I'm not being funny. I don't want photos of his face. Sorry, Becky, what were you going to say?
Well, so would you want a headless Daniel Craig calendar?
Yeah, man.
Headless and no hands and no feet. And shaved all over. That's how I want pictures of Daniel Craig.
That's okay. What I want in my calendar.
Okay. I'm going to copy Paul and everyone on the text thinks it's Coolio, so I'm going to go with them.
It's obvious when you know. It's Coolio!
Oh, yeah. Now, look at that bit of hair sticking up.
Got big eyes, isn't he? Not Bill Smith.
See, when you know, it's easy, obvious. Okay, next one. Next celebrity. Who are they talking about?
About time he combed his hair.
No, he's a rough. He's
yeah,
a
I know, rough. But he should comb his hair a little
no,
bit.
No, that's how he is. No, I like him.
This one could give him a bit of hair, couldn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, well, he's got it.
Yeah,
with
the glasses,
him.
Yeah.
He's a rough.
Yeah.
He's rough.
He's rough with Russell glasses. Could yeah, be anyway. They all sounding a bit like Russell Brand with their hair.
Long, scruffy hair. Got his hand on the chest of the other man opposite him. He don't look tidy enough for me.
No,
tidy.
Not tidy enough.
Long, scruffy hair. Got his hand on the chest of the other man opposite him.
Right, good.
Is it the half in a publicity shot for your show?
It's not the half, no. Next clue.
He look all right, you know. He look like he's a happy man and took joke with the other fellow. And
I rather like that one. The one with the glasses. I think he's funny. I do. I really think he's funny.
That's his partner.
I know. Sleeping partner?
It's so lovely.
Sleeping partner.
Is it Alan Carr and Justin Lee Collins?
It's obvious when you know it's JLC.
He's a rough,
long, scruffy hair.
That's his partner.
I know. Sleeping partner.
It's Justin Lee Collins and a picture of Alan as well.
I like the one who went, I'll have him. I mean, have you told her that it's like a mail order groom service or something? I'll have that one there.
Pick this one from the catalogue, my darling.
Exactly, I'll have him. Good.
Right, next.
Oh, yeah, this is the one I was telling you about.
Funny little man, yes.
Yeah.
Bit of a comedian,
he's
I think
got
he is.
Rings on, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. I just noticed them.
Oh, he's got rings, yeah.
Rings.
So, in summary so far.
Oh, yeah, this is the one I was telling you about.
Funny little man, yes.
Yeah.
It's a bit difficult from that one to okay, guess anybody. Right.
He's next. Got rings, did he say?
Got rings.
Rather large face. He's inclined to be bald. And I think he likes the women.
He's got a very tall girlfriend, hasn't he?
Has he?
Very tall girlfriend, yeah. And she said he's rather hot stuff and all.
Ooh, that wouldn't surprise me.
Very hot stuff.
So it's quite good, eh? Yeah.
And when they go out in the restaurant, she said he likes people to look at him. Now, I was reading about him, but it said his girlfriend was very tall.
So, in summary...
He's rather hot stuff and all.
He's rather hot stuff and all.
Bernie Eccleston?
No.
Is it? Is it? Yeah. Is it Jamie Cullum?
Oh!
Yeah,
good one, though. Yeah.
Thanks.
Next clue.
Hasn't got hair on his head. It's as bald as a coot.
His face looks very tormented.
Oh, I think it's wonderful.
Yeah. The little
thing. Yes. Yeah. He's 2'8".
What's
it? It's that little one.
Nearly as big as a shoe.
Nearly as big as a shoe.
It's Fern, then.
Fern off of Mini-Me, yeah.
It's as bald as a coat. Nearly as big as a shoe.
Obviously, it's Fern Troyer.
Rather hot stuff and all.
It's as bald as a coat. Nearly as big as a shoe.
Oh, I love the old people.
Are they all walking around dressed as clowns or something?
It's as big as a shoe.
It's as bald as a coat. Nearly as big as a shoe.
Love it. Thanks, Sarah, playing.
You're welcome.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.